been almost impossible to do this week's recording, and that's because of the terrible noise outside the house.
Yeah, in fact, for the last few weeks, the street outside our house has been turned into a building site. We're talking about what's making all the noise. You can't hear yourself think sometimes. So what are they doing?
Well, basically, they're digging a huge trench along the road. So it's impossible for anything to pass. Very, very deep. And they're putting in new pipes.
Yeah, one for the water and one for the sewage.
Yes, the old water pipe, which was put in years ago.
Probably the 1930s when the village was built.
Yes, it's always leaking, so it definitely needed to be replaced.
Yeah. And for the sewage, now at the moment, each house has its own sewage system, which is basically a hole in the ground.
Yes, a cesspit. So we're going to get a whole new sewage system.
Right. So, Richard, what's been making the noise?
Well, it's the earth moving equipment. And the biggest and the noisiest has been the excavator.
Yeah, now, so that's the one with a very, very long arm that's been digging out the trench.
Exactly, yes. And also, the village is built on rock, so much of the time it has what looks like a large pencil on the end, and that's called a breaker to break up the rocks in the ground.
The noise and the vibration from that is just horrendous. The whole house shakes.
And other times it has a great big bucket on the end for also bashing the rocks as well.
And that looks like it's got big teeth at the end.
Yes, that makes a lot of noise as well. So it uses the bucket for also removing all the soil and stones, and then it puts all of that into a dumper truck, which takes it away.
Oh, tipper, yeah. But, you know, that operator, Richard, he must be deaf by now. He doesn't wear any protection, any earmuffs or anything.
No hard hats as well.
No. And then there's all sorts of things happening at the other end of the village too.
Well, as they dig the trench, they put the pipes in, and then another truck comes with gravel and earth and then fills the hole in from the other end.
Yeah. So, Richard, what's the difference then between an excavator and a digger?
Size.
Right.
So they can both have either wheels or caterpillar tracks, and of course they both use arms which are hydraulic, and they have the big buckets at the end. But the main difference is, as I said, the excavator is much bigger for industrial and heavy-duty work.
And doesn't it rotate the cab?
Yes, the cab can rotate a full 360 degrees.
Right, and the digger tends not to.
The digger, it's also called a backhoe as well. It looks more like a tractor, so it's much smaller, although the cabs can rotate on those as well.
So it's mainly the size of the job it needs to do then.
Yes, but there are also a couple of very small or relatively small diggers that they use as well.
There's a couple of bobcats there.
Yes, they're much smaller, aren't they? And they move smaller amounts of rock and soil around.
And a little dumper truck. I mean, all sorts of things. I think it's certainly a playground for machine-loving people. You enjoyed, Richard, sitting in the cab.
I did, yes. But they wouldn't let me drive anything.
Just as well.